a story, somewhat of a soap opera. The Maharam Padua's son said that in a case where if she follows Rashi and begins the Chafifa during the day, she'll be discovered because the Merchatz was next to the shul. So you should do all of your Chafifa at night and make sure to use a timer so that way it will be 1 hour. When he says 1 hour, he clearly means literally 1 hour. He writes, Gazer v'tikein levilti yikashlu b'chshah shel Rashi shekol anashim achofifos b'layla yamidu kli hakarui sha'a. So I assume that was like an hourglass. V'hu echad mechav dalet chelke b'yom shalem. It's 1 24 hours of the day. In other words, 60 minutes. The gazru ala tovelas l'sasik b'chafifa kol osa sha'a. And she's going to be osekis and chafifa that entire hour. Leman lo yimaru b'melachtan l'katzer chafifa. Right? And this is a great eitzah, because it will prevent rushing. Now, the Joe's whole concern, mehuma levesa. Right? Let's say, chafifa usually takes an hour, but she's so excited, she'll do it in 50 minutes, she won't do such a good job. So now that she has this hourglass, that'll solve the problem. Now, it's not actually clear. Is this a pshat? He said an hour, because chafifa usually takes an hour. And this will make sure she doesn't rush. But if it usually takes 45 minutes, then you don't need an hour. Or no, this is like a gzera of an hour no matter what. So we'll talk about that later when we get to Rav Moshe. But that is what he was misakin, the son of the Maharam Padua. So one of the other chachamim from Venice, named Morenu Harav Rav Moshe Yatz, was strongly disagreed. And he wrote a tshuva and a cherem against him, and he said that anyone who follows this takana, the tefillah is invalid, and the kids are mamzerim. Wow. The Marshal and the Rama both try to figure out how exactly this would make the kids mamzerim. But that's what he said. That's what he said. So the Marshal and the Raman, two separate tshuvos, which are quoted by the Shach, defend this takana. The Marshal basically says, first he goes through a whole clair, he says, sounds like Rashi's correct, but then he says, if you read the sugya very carefully, you'll see that the Shiltos is correct. But whether or not you think Rashi is correct or the Shiltos are correct, Lemaisa, this is going to be okay. Why? Because even if you think like the halachas like Rashi, like the Venetian rabbi, imkain also lachatchila lachov belayla mikol makom ein los chus v'tayna lach locha gadol meachad b'diavad chari. First of all, Rashi is going to agree b'diavad it works, and certainly in this case. But then he writes, well, maybe this Rav held that, yeah, it's true, according to Rashi, technically speaking, b'diavad, it would work, but the minug shenagu anashim l'chumra is to do chafifa b'yom. And therefore, since this became the minug, you're not allowed to violate the minug. And he therefore says that this takana of the Maharam Padua of doing it at night is against the minhag, and therefore wrong. So he says, no, I don't think that's right on a number of levels. But even if you think that there is such a minhag, that's when you have another option. But here there is no other option, because remember that Gemara Eruvin that says if she does the tefillah at night or the tefillah at night or the chafifa at night, and people will realize that it's Sirlel Tfilasa, so Ara Sholchev in Behema, and the like, and therefore in this case, there's no other Eitzah. And even if you're going to say it's a Minag Chazak, Nira Shapir Ka'avid Levato HaMinag, Afilum of Nechshasha Ketana, Lefi She'en Shaykh Lomar Asar, Listor HaMinag, Ela B'milsa D'Psika, Pameshinagu Iser B'davar, Az En Listor Lahatir Adavar, Aval Hacha,
Machma Mehuma Lebesa.
v'yesh shiasa chafifa kehogen, ze eno sharei hecha delo afshar kegon motei shabbos nagu anashim. In other words, what are you going to say? The minhag was across the boards. We know that's not true, because motei shabbos, everybody agrees you could do chafifa on motei shabbos. You can't say that the minhag was to never do chafifa at night. The minhag was, at most, to try as hard to avoid chafifa at night. Here, where there's no eitzah, so there is no minhag, and therefore, he thinks that this is totally okay. That's the conclusion. And again, along similar lines in the Rambah. Now, and this would work even for Rashi. So, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this, Chelek Basin and Pei Aleph. And in a tshuva, Rav Moshe says a couple of chidushim. Number one, he says, is that the takana of 1 hour, this takana, is not an hour, dafka. That was what it was in those days, but it's the time it takes to do a good chafifa. So she should have a clock to measure, but essentially what she could do is figure out how long a good chafifa takes normally. Let her do chafifa by day, right? The first time. She times herself. She takes her time, right? There's no concern of mumah labesa by day. And it takes her 44 minutes. So for the next time, if she wants to do chafifa by night, so she'll set a timer for 45 minutes. She'll look at the, you know, we don't need timers, we have watches. And make sure that her chafifa, she spends 45 minutes doing chafifa, and that's good enough. The second chiddush of Moshe is that the takana of the marshal is as good as the minhag kasher of the Shulchan Aruch. Your Yotze, the Ramah, and Rashi and the Shiltos, l'chatchila. In other words, this is not so clear. You could have argued, like the Marshal allows for at the end of his Shuva, that this isn't ideal, but b'makom shi afshar, it's what you should do. But Moshe says, no, that since the only reason to start by day and finish at night is what? To chap Rashi and Shiltos. And why do you want to chap Rashi, shalotei mehuma levesa? And this solution solves the problem of mehuma levesa. So it's 100% l'chatchila. So therefore, this is okay. And it doesn't have to be an hour. Some poskim say an hour, so, you know, if she's like sitting in the bath and she's done everything and she can't figure out what to do, so she doesn't have to like stay in the bath and twiddle her thumbs, then she could come out. There are some poskim, like the Shevet HaLevi, who seems to disagree with Rav Moshe and understands that this is literally an hour, as the Ramah, as the Marshal writes. But even he is Mekel B'Shas Hadchak. The Shevet HaLevi writes, Tzarech B'Karov Sha'a U'B'Shas Hadchak Yesh L'Hakel Ad Chatzi Sha'a. Again, the Chut HaShani says literally an hour. It's a long time for a bath. I think most women don't really need an hour. So that's why, again, I think you could follow Rav Moshe's opinion, though again, there, Rav Willig thinks you could follow Rav Moshe, Rav Neuberger thinks you could follow Rav Moshe, and you can find out what it takes. That's really the best way to do it. Rav Willig said, what if you never, the first time she's going to the mikvah, she wants to follow Rav Moshe, what should she do? Says, you know, she should take her time, and if it's less than a half hour, she's probably going too quickly. Okay, that's also a chiddush. The best thing to do is she should do chafifa b'yom, measure how long it takes, and then if she's going to do chafifa at night, following this takana, you know, add a little time, and make sure it takes that long, and that's going to be okay. In addition, the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch says that even if she does chafifa at home, she should shower and comb and do iyun again at the mikvah, in which case you definitely have chafifa samach le'tvila. Take a look at Rabbi Forrest Sefer on page 349. He has a chafifa checklist, which is a good thing, so you don't forget anything. So the practical nafkaminas are like this. If your tefila is after a three-day yontif, according to the shach, you should do chafifa on Erev Yontov, as well as afterwards. And according to all other poskim, afterwards is fine. Again, should you do chafifa before Tisha B'Av? According to the Shach, yes. According to Ramah, no. And again, in both of these cases, if you think that we accept Rav Moshe, then you always have a way of l'chatchila doing it at night. What about if you have a situation where you have no choice of either doing it all by day or all by night? In other words, you can't do the minhag yafa. So again, Rabbi Sabalevsky, as I mentioned before, assumes that we follow the shach, and you should do it by day. However, if you accept Rav Moshe, so then that's not relevant. Then you should do it by night, because you could be yotzei the lechatchila of the Rashi even by day. Yeah.
So let's say you have an appointment at the mikvah.
Yes.
And she almost missed the appointment, and you have, you know, you're mehuma, even though.
No, so that's the halacha.
Have your clock and you need,
you know, if you have the clock, you won't be mehuma, because if your clock is an hour, so an hour is enough time.
So it's not really telling. Meaning, she's feeling rushed, but
she shouldn't feel rushed. Why should she feel rushed?
Because she has to run there, and she's in a rush. Like, what's the din of mehuma? Is it? You see that she's rushed in there. Like,
she should not feel rushed. That's the whole Eitzah. If you're going to hold like Rav Moshe, so you go ahead, yeah. You figure out how much time you need that you could be absolutely sure you won't be rushed. An hour, or maybe for some women even less than an hour.
But if the woman is rushed, does that pass a lot? Does that make the...
She shouldn't be rushed.
I don't just... sometimes people are rushed even when they know they have the clock.
If she's afraid that, she should take more time. She should take as much time as she needs, so she won't feel rushed.
Okay.
Yes.
Also, with the posting of the mafia for an hour, they're not recommending to stay in the bench for an
hour. No, even that, it's... Yes. No, the Shevet HaLevi, who holds of an hour, says, you know, half hour in a bath and a half hour for everything else. Yes. Yeah, no, a half hour. Yeah. No, Roy Force makes that point. You don't want to be in a bath for an hour. Okay. So, I am optimistic.